Proverbs 19:9 says, "A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish." An unrepentant liar who lives and dies in that terrible condition is not a regenerated believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but is lost and goes to hell upon their death. "And he that speaketh lies shall perish." Have you ever considered that on a basic level, when a man lies habitually, he is identifying himself with Satan? As a matter of fact, Jesus plainly says that the man who lies and is unrepentant is not a child of God, but a child of the devil. That's exactly what Jesus said when facing the unrepentant liars who were slandering him and bearing false witness against him during his earthly ministry in John 8:44. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." That's some strong language. And I'm sure most professing Christians today would have rebuked Jesus if they were alive in his day. They'd say, "That's hateful, Jesus. You're just pushing people away from God talking like that." And if you don't think that's the case, you don't get out much. But it makes perfect sense that Jesus would tell unrepentant, habitual liars that they are children of the devil. After all, the devil first shows up in Genesis 3 as the serpent. And what did he do? He lied. Genesis 3:4, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." That was a blatant lie against God's word. The fall of man into sin began with the lie of the serpent, and the battle for men's souls has raged on now for nearly 6,000 years. And very soon, Jesus will return and put an end to the battle, as we're told in Revelation 20, verses 2 and 3. "And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season." And after, during the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, the father of lies will be in a bottomless pit, and the telling of lies will be as rare as anything on earth. But as the 1,000 years comes to an end, Revelation 27 and 8 says, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." So one last time, Satan lies, and his children will follow him into total deception and to their final defeat, as we read in Revelation 29 and 10. "And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Of course, we must never forget that we were once part of Satan's family. Before you're saved, you're lost. If you're not a child of God, you're a child of the devil. And we can be thankful for our wonderful Savior and His great salvation, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:11, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." None of us should be cocky or arrogant about it. We're only saved because of Jesus. We're all liars who deserve a lake of fire, but we have been saved from that lake of fire by our Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we read that we are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, we just say, "Thank you, Jesus."